Masechet Megillah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches. Ha'oimer Eini Oiver L'Fnei HaTeva B'Tzvim. Somebody was asked to daven for the Amid, and says he doesn't want to daven for the Amid because he is wearing colored clothing. After Levanim L'Yavar, even if he wants to change into white clothing, we do not allow him to daven for that Sila, for the Amid, as we're afraid that Irhure, Minas, are plaguing him, since it was a derech in those days that Ovdei Avodah Zarah were makbid to do their Avodah Dafka, the Levanim. The Sandal, Eini Oiver, somebody who said, I don't want to daven for the Amid in my shoes, Af Yochid L'Yavar, even if he wants to take off his shoes, and to go up there barefoot, he may not daven for the Amid for that tefillah, for the same reason, as we're afraid he has a hure, minis, as a derech of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah in that time, was to do the Avodah Dafka barefoot. Ha'oiset bilato agula, sakana vein b'mitzvah. Somebody who makes his tefillin round, it's a sakana, that he might stain his head, and the tefillin will indent into his head. And he's not the kind of the mitzvah still. As Alacha L'Moshe Mitzinai says, the tefillin has to be square. Nasna amitzcho o apakyoto. Somebody who puts the tefillin shel rosh on his forehead, or the tefillin shel yad on the palm of his hand. Harezu derech haminim. That is the way the minim do it, as they don't listen to the chachamim, and they say that bein necha is bein necha mamish. You have to put the tefillin shel rosh between your eyes, and al yadcha, by the tefillin shel yad, means on your hand mamish, and therefore they have no mitzvah. As a chacham or makabel, that the tefillin shel rosh has to be dafka above the hairline, and the tefillin shel yad on the upper arm. Tzipan zav unasna abeis unkali shelo harezu derech hakisen. Somebody who covers his tefillin with gold, or he puts his tefillin shel yad on top of his sleeve. That's the derech hakisonim. This is what people who go after their own das and don't listen to the chachamim do. As he covers the tefillin shel rosh with gold, and the chachamim says that the tefillin shel rosh has to be magula, not covered with gold, and he puts the tefillin shel yad on top of his sleeve, as he understands v'hayu l'chala ois to mean that the tefillin shel yad should be magula, and the chachamim darshan the opposite, v'hayu l'chala ois below la'achem la'ois, that the tefillin shel yad could be even machusa. Masechet Megillah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. Ha'oimer Yivarechcha Tovim, Harezu Derech Haminim. Somebody who says in his tefillah that the Tovim, meaning the Tzadikim, they are the one that should bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Derech Haminim, the Derech of the Apikorsim. As Klal Yisrael has to be in Starf with them, the Rishon. As we find in the Ketoreh, was included the Chavana, which had a Reach Rock. Those two we must combine with the Tzadikim, the Rishon, in our tefillah. Al-Kan Sipur, Yagiu Rachamecha, Ve'altoi Yizachar Shemecha, Moidem Moidem Meshach Mitzvah. If somebody says one of the following in his tefillah, then we must silence him. If he says, Al-Kan Sipur Yagiu Rachamecha, that he says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like your Marachim and the Al-Kan Sipur that you said in the Torah, Lo Tikach Ha'emah Abanim, so too, you should be Marachim on us. We should silence him. Because he's making it out as if the reason for this mitzvah is our Kodesh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on the Kan Sipur. That is not the reason for the mitzvah. We don't know the reason for the mitzvah, but the reason for the mitzvah is not that Kodesh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on the Kan Sipur. Ve'al Tov Yizachar Shemechem. If somebody says in his tefillah that we should praise Hashem for the good that he does, we should also silence him because we're Machayev to bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Ra, just as we're Machayev to Mevarach him on the Tov. And so too, if he says over modem twice, he says modem, modem. So too, we must silence him, because it seems as if there are two Rishuyos Chas V'Shalom, and therefore we have to silence him. HaMechaneh Ba'arayit Meshach Knesset. Somebody who is Mechaneh Ba'arayit, somebody who darshens the parts of a riot, not the way the Torah meant, for example, that he explains Lo Tegala Erevat Avicha, to mean Lo Tegala Kon Avicha. You shouldn't reveal any kind of disgrace of your fathers. We must silence him as he is Megalat Panem B'Torah Shlo Kalacha. He is darshening the Torah in a way other than the Torah meant. Ha'oimer U'mezaracha Lo Tzitein Lahaver La'moyleh that he explained that was the Torah says, you should not give over your children to the Moloch, which is a type of Avodah Zarah, where they would sacrifice their children to the Moloch. And he explained that it means in Mizaracha Loisitein, La'abra, Barma Yusuf. You shouldn't give over your children to marry a Goyah. Meshaskin Aisa ibn Aziz. You must silence him with a rebuke, as it is not what the Torah meant. And according to him, somebody who marries a Goyah, Chayiv Karet, and the Torah is really referring to an Avodah Zarah.